Yeah, amazing, wasn't it? Obviously, massive chase. We thought we didn't really have a leg to stand on with the negotiations. Obviously, Northants probably deserved to have the advantage in the chase, really. They wanted the 400 off 80, and we just thought, why not? Let's have a go. We've got nothing to lose, really. Obviously, with Essex winning yesterday, we needed those points, and I thought we played fantastically well. What a chase, and what a pitch that Tim's produced for us, to be honest.
Yeah, but I mean, it turned out to be a cracking game of cricket, so it was probably about right, any more or any less, and it wouldn't have been such a good game.
Yeah, I mean, it was perfect, really, wasn't it? Obviously, could have gone either way at the end. It was definitely a bowl first wicket as well, which was nice to be proven right in the end.
We got that one in.
Yeah. No, obviously, I've got a couple of bit of stick off Twitter, maybe justifiably, but obviously, I think three results here this year at New Road have been with chases on day four, and that certainly came into the reckoning.
Yeah. I mean, Northants got 551, they'd be a bit peeved that they've lost the game, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they played the better cricket, certainly, for the first day and a half, at least, however long they batted, and then even up until yesterday, really, obviously zipped around a little bit. They bowled pretty well and could have got more wickets than they did. But credit to them, obviously, they wanted to win the game as well, and they obviously probably had the slight advantage in the chase at the start, but fortunately we managed to overcome that, and like I say, it's not 400 off in 80 overs is an incredible effort, really.
Once again, it proves the depth of your batting as well, doesn't it? Because although you and Joe were going well, wickets tumbled, and then you picked it up again.
Yeah, absolutely. We obviously bat all the way down. I mean, Shantz is at 10 with a couple of first-class hundreds, and I think probably more so, obviously, the quality of batters. You've got your Leeches and your Barners and your Shantz down there, but also the sort of the mentality of them, really. They're quite strong characters. I think they all believe they could win, and showed a lot of spirit there at the end to get us over there, and held their nerve brilliantly well.
And for you, centuries are like buzzes. You wait a long time, then two come along at once.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it, really? Obviously, a lot of confidence from the way I played in the first innings, and just gone out there and batted, to be honest, same as I've done all year, and you get 200. I think that's just cricket. I think if you look back throughout my career, I've had these sort of patches. I think that's probably at least the third time I've got back 200s in a game. So hopefully I can just keep that going now for the next three games left.
Yeah. And as you say, if you'd lost today, then it would have been very difficult. But you're still on the coattails of Essex.
Yeah, we it's obviously they're way out in front, aren't they? I think they're in front of everyone now. But obviously, it was a massive win to keep us in contention, and the advantage is we go there next week. So that's a huge game, and obviously we'll have to win that one to stay in contention.